are strapped in over at PrisonPlanet.tv with a live video feed. You can see my little ugly mug before I get braces next week, I guess. And a lot of other great stuff. PrisonPlanet.tv, it's great. I mean, you get every single Alex Jones documentary. And you get to see Alex's crazy eye in the video camera right now. Joining us for the next half hour is the InternationalForecaster.com's own Bob Chapman. Oh, Alex. I love it when he stops by. And really, I want to get his take on global events from, Georgia to Russia to even this new NIST report on WTC7. Thanks for joining us, Bob.
Well, thank you for having me again.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and you've become quite a regular on the show because you have such great analysis. I really want to get your take on, the last week's activities with Georgia and Russia. I mean, the mainstream media is still saying, Russia attacked Georgia. They're the aggressors. The bear is back. Meanwhile, there's been a slight de-escalation in the fighting over there. Where do you think this is all headed, Bob?
Well, first of all, Georgia, or I should say the United States and Israel were the attackers. And when Russian forces were brought in, they ran. I don't know about the Americans and the Israelis, but I know the Georgians ran. And so they invaded.
They invaded South Ossetia. There's no doubt about it. A little 12-year-old American girl went on Fox and said, hey, we were in South Ossetia. Georgia attacked us. It's pretty much admitted in a lot of these mainstream articles, but it's during the bottom or the middle of the article, and then they just blatantly say that Georgia or Russia is the aggressor no matter what.
Yeah, you're right, and that's unfortunate, but it, in a way it's fortunate in as much as the public knows different, and all they're doing is losing more credibility. The question is where we're going. Well, first of all, this is going to put a dent in NATO. I don't think that Georgia is going to be an immediate candidate for NATO. I think NATO has lost a lot of credibility by standing by and allowing this to happen. The Russians were peacekeepers, and it was blatant invasion what went on. I mean, I can't think of what they were thinking of in Washington and Tel Aviv, never mind in Georgia. And so I think other nations in the area are going to be more reluctant to deal with the United States, NATO, Israel, Georgia, et cetera. And so Russia is going to make big inroads. Last Saturday, I can't think of the name of the country, but they, Turkmenistan, signed a deal with Russia to send their natural gas via Russian pipelines. That was the gas that, we'll call it the American Consortium, wanted to send through Georgia south to Turkey, Sayan, and then on to Haifa. And so the second pipeline for gas is kind of out of the question now. Now I understand that Kyrgyzstan wants to divert their oil from the way that they're shipping it through Russian pipelines as well. And so that's oil that will not be coming down through the Caspian Basin that could have been eligible to the other pipeline.
Well, is that going to affect the price here in America,
sure.
Bob? You do believe it's going to affect the price here. Well, I want to get your take on that and a lot more on the other side. Remember, folks, Fabled Enemies drops at PrisonPlanet.tv first on August 31st, and the DVD ship out on September 1st. Get ready for my latest film. I'm excited. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Imagine walking down the street and hearing footsteps behind you. They get closer and closer, and suddenly you have a sense something bad is going to happen. What are you going to do to defend yourself? Tebow Tech specializes in non-lethal self-defense products for you and your family. With everything from stun guns and tasers to personal alarms and pepper spray, Tebow Tech will arm you with the most advanced non-lethal products anywhere on the net. Not sure where to start? The Tebow Tech Essentials package is great for you or to share with your family. It comes with a 950,000-volt cell phone stun gun, a multi-pack of pepper sprays, an extremely loud personal alarm, and a how-to book for defending yourself with pepper spray, all at a low price. With these or any of Tebow Tech's products, you have the tools to defend yourself against an attack and get yourself to safety. Don't be a victim. Be a victor. Stock up now. TebowTech.com. That's TebowTech.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Imagine if I'd come to you a couple of years ago and said to you, hey, gasoline prices are going to jump to $5 a gallon, and I know a way that we can store several hundred gallons for you, a year or two's supply of gasoline, buy it today at $2 a gallon, and when it goes to $5 a gallon, you'll be way ahead of the game. And you probably at the time would have said to me, you're nuts, get away, you're crazy, lunatic, go bye-bye, and okay, fine. Now I'm telling you, what's happened to gasoline is happening to food. Your grocery bill is going to skyrocket. And you can put bulk foods away at less than half the price of your regular grocery bill. And by tomorrow's standards, that could be at less than a fourth of the price, or an eighth of the price, or a sixteenth of the price. Hello, do you have an investor's brain or not? Pay attention. Storable foods, bulk foods, from the J. Michael Stevens Company. EatFoodsDirect.com. Go there now, EatFoodsDirect.com. Get a year or two's worth of bulk foods while they still are available, and they won't be much longer. Or call them at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. It is The Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmess, sitting in just one last week. I'll be here till next Thursday, and then it's back to New York for me. We're going to be covering the DNC with live feeds over at Infowars.com of Alex Jones and others on the Infowars team. Really looking forward to it. But right now we're talking to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, and we were talking about all these pipelines and how America seems to be losing control of these pipelines. And you think that this is going to affect the price of gas in this country?
No, I really don't. There's multiple sources. It'll affect the ability of oil companies from the Netherlands, England, France, and the United States from getting more supply, and that could be an issue with all the problems that are going on in Nigeria and the diminishing exports of oil from Mexico. But I don't think at this point all of that is a factor in the big picture of oil. And so I discount that. Oil, it's the fundamentals more than anything else. Yes, there has been excessive speculation, and that's been taken care of by the market itself. Mm-hmm. And part of that was the inability of speculators to continue to be able to borrow as much money as they'd like to, and that's called a deleveraging process. And it was natural that a correction should have taken place. Unfortunately, they took gold and silver down with them, although they have rallied back somewhat, as have the commodities. But I think both groups are looking for a bottom in here. And I had previously said I expected somewhere between 1 and 120 on oil as a support level, and I think that's what we're getting. To go on with the situation with Russia and others, I think Russia was underestimated. I don't think that Zbigniew Brzezinski thought that Russia would move on Georgia, which they did. And they are showing no fear, if you may. And I think the relationship with NATO is over. I think the Israelis are going to suffer from this, in as much as the Russians were very cooperative in helping them try to discern what was going on in a nuclear basis with Iran, and that'll all be shut down. So Israel isn't going to have that opportunity in the future because of their actions and the aggression that occurred by Georgia. They had been training and supplying weapons along with the United States for the last 6 years. And their efforts didn't turn out too well because they had as good as equipment in Georgia, if not better, than what the Russians had. I think that foreign policy is going to change tremendously. I think Europe has seen that the U.S. has gone off with Israel and what I would call another cockamamie idea, and they made fools out of themselves again. And Europe's saying, hey, you know, these guys supply one-third of our gas to Western Europe. I don't think we ought to go along with these insane ideas anymore. And so I think America has lost great credence with the Western nations in Europe. And Europe's concerned, and they should be, not only because of the gas situation, but Russia is a neighbor. And if things get nasty, they're going to get hit first. I think this could lead to the breakup of NATO as well. And maybe something would replace it. But I think NATO is pretty much done for.
So you think NATO's going to break up?
I don't think most people have seen that yet.
So you think NATO's going to break up? Why? Because it's surrounding Russia on the U.S.'s behalf right now, and now we have this conflict? I mean, do you see a restructuring of that Russian region altogether, South Ossetia, Georgia?
Well, that could be. That could happen. It all depends on how hard the U.S. pushes. Mm-hmm. Like if in the Ukraine, at Sebastopol, if they decide, Ukraine decides to put some heat on Russian shipping, which they have a 17-year lease left, then Russia's just going to take them over. They're not going to fool around with them. And any other
and you don't think someone like NATO would get involved
in the area that causes problems? They're going to move against them.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean,
the U.S. and with the help of these NGOs, which is these fronts by George Soros, those are non-governmental organizations. Mm-hmm. They've really corrupted the political system in many of those former Soviet countries, and the Soros and the CIA, et cetera, MI6, have been able to essentially appoint their own people to run those governments. And that's going to change because I don't think that the people in Ukraine are going to want to tangle with the Russians, nor in any other Baltic state. And so I think the Americans have lost credibility. I think NATO will break up. I think the Americans are going to be asked to leave Germany. And so there's a lot of things going to happen through the stupidity of these people.
Well, so do you think that this is really just another indication of the decline of the American empire? Do you really think that that America is not going to go kicking and screaming and try to set off another, attack or another conflict? Or do you really think that they're just going to back off?
Well, I think there's a good chance of another conflict. There's several spots. And Kosovo is one of them. Mm-hmm. It's a transit point for narcotics from out of Afghanistan by the CIA to Western Europe and the rest of the world. And that could be a catalyst. You could also have an eventual extension into Iran, but I rather doubt it. I think that just the winding down of what's going on in the Middle East is going to hurt American foreign policy. But I don't really look at things in that light. I look at them in the light of who's behind the scenes running the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's obvious, even though you hear all of this thunder and lightning about Barack Obama, the Illuminati wants Mr. McCain in there. And it's very important to watch out for who the vice president candidate will be. And if they are elected, Mr. McCain is an elderly man, like myself, I might add, and he might be asked to step down, which he would, for this vice presidential candidate. So it's very important who this candidate is, whether they can control that candidate or not, or whether they have to go the assassination route like they did with John Kennedy and others. And so it's very complex, and it's hard to reach out into the future and come up with solutions or answers, because there's so many things that could happen, but they're all bad, and that's unfortunate. And so I see Russia becoming a greater industrial, economic, and financial power. And they do hold a lot of U.S. Government securities, probably something in the vicinity of about $160 or $170 billion. There are others like China who own more, but that's a pretty heavy hammer. And as you just saw, China used underage athletes, overage athletes in the competitions in some of the categories. And quickly, the others at the competition said, oh, no problem. We believe what China's telling us. And the real reason behind that is that the China probably told them, if you don't shut up, you're going to eat a lot of paper. And so they've got a hammer over the United States financially as well. And I think America's in deep trouble, and the world is, for that matter. And the adversaries will be the BRIC nations, which China, Russia, India, Venezuela, and so on.
Well, we talked about China really early in the show, and I'm glad that you shifted gears there. I really want to get your take on where China is headed. I mean, we had Benjamin Fulford on in the first hour, and you know, he was defending the military police state that is China, you know, that they don't have a separation. He was denying that they were still harvesting organs there. He said they were on the verge of ending one-child policies. Obviously, China is being introduced to the rest of the globe through having the Olympics there this year. What is your take? I mean, are the Chinese emerging? Is this it? Are they the next dominant power in the world?
Could be, but they're emerging as a communist power.
Mm-hmm.
And the people who are in the party make all the money. And they're going to continue to do the dastardly things that they've done in the past. Not that those, quote, capitalists that we see on Wall Street are any better.
Mm-hmm.
But the point here is that they are what they are. And they're going to continue to harvest organs and have one child. And that's understandable for them, because the population is so large and the ability to feed and allow them to work is difficult. And the reason China has emerged, I think the main reason, is to bring down the economies of Canada, the United States, and Western Europe to the level perhaps halfway down to China, and China moves up halfway. And
so relegating everybody to a second world nation, right? Instead of a third world nation, they ring us down.
Well, we'll all become second-world nations, if you want to put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
But the second reason is free trade and globalization. All the transnational corporations will take Walmart, General Electric, particularly IBM. They're making a fortune on this export from China to the United States, or India to the United States. And that's the second most important reason. And that's what's going on. It's going to continue to go on unless we stop it. And how do you stop it? You stop it through legislation, implementing a reassessment of our policies in trade, and implementing tariffs on goods and services. And that's the only way we're going to stop it.
All right, we'll be back with you for one final segment. It's Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting the countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at PrisonPlanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide. Or order the DVD at InfoWars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. Hempusa.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Keep out of reach of children under 6 years of age. If you accidentally swallow more than used for brushing, seek professional assistance or contact a poison control center immediately. Why would you or your family use a product with this warning? If you're looking for a safe and natural alternative to keep your teeth healthy, clean, and sparkling, then you need Soli Smile All-Natural Tooth Powder, the first tooth powder of its kind. Soli Smile contains 84 mineral-rich Himalayan sea salt, baking soda, and xylitol, a sugar substitute with long-lasting dental benefits. Soli Smile comes in 5 flavors, made from grade A essential oils, so I know it'll please even your kids. You'll also appreciate the convenient 2-ounce airline-safe size. Try some, and you too will have a Soli Smile. Order some today at SoliSmile.com. That's SoleySmile.com. Or call us toll-free, 866-497-0274. That's 866-497-0274. Mention GCN for a free gift, complete with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
All right, folks, we're back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmes. And before we go back to Bob Chapman, I want to play a little trailer, the second trailer from Fabled Enemies. Remember, folks, it comes out to PrisonPlanet.tv subscribers in super high quality on August 31st, and we will be shipping DVDs the next day. If you want to join us in New York City on September 10th, we're going to be showing both Truth Rising, Alex's film, and my film, Fabled Enemies, and we'll both be there to speak. So without further ado, let's play the clip.
Fox News has learned that some American terrorism investigators fear certain suspects in the September 11th attacks may have managed to stay ahead of them.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
Whether it's because they're in intelligence services or what they were doing, I will defer to the Department of Justice and the FBI.
That there was a report on the George Washington Bridge that there had been a van stopped there that had explosives.
We have a suspect who drove from going to van and then exploded.
Amdocs Limited, an Israeli-based private telecommunications company. it is virtually impossible to make a call on normal phones without generating an Amdocs record of it.
It quickly unraveled to be the largest foreign spy ring ever uncovered inside the United States. The largest.
Documents say they, quote, targeted and penetrated military bases, the DEA, FBI, and dozens of other government facilities.
There's one big elephant in the living room. It is the relationship between the United States of America and the State of Israel.
What about this question of advanced knowledge of what was going to happen on 9/11?
Well, it's very explosive information, obviously. A bigger question, they say, is how could they not have known?
All right, folks, there it is, Fabled Enemies. And now jumping back to Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com. Bob, why don't you tell people how they can get your newsletter and all your information, and really in the next 4 minutes, sum up what the average citizen can do to prepare for these coming events.
Well, the International Forecaster is about business, finance, economics, and social and political issues. We publish on email on Wednesdays and Saturdays, around 30 pages each time. And we also have a hard copy that goes out twice a month as well. If you like free introductory copies, you can go to our site. That address is theinternationalforecaster.com, theinternationalforecaster.com. If you'd like to email us, that address is international_forecaster@yahoo.com, international_forecaster@yahoo.com, or toll-free 800-375-4188. 800-375-4188, and you can get your free copies. What should we be doing in what respect? Financially?
Just to prepare, I mean, not only financially, but I know that, you know, we support storable foods on this show. It just seems like the price
okay.
of everything is skyrocketing.
I gotcha.
Yeah.
First of all, I want to say one last thing. The reason for what you saw in Georgia was a distraction, and the distraction was because the economic and financial condition in the Western world is dreadful, and they needed to do something, just like they did with Iraq when they did it, to get people's minds off watching their budget, their inflation, their lack of buying power, etc., and get it focused over in Georgia, and it blew up in their face. So I just wanted to fit that in. I am a great believer and have been for many years of having dehydrated, freeze-dried foods, filtered to clean water, a method to defend your family, and I think that's very, very important. It's very important to get rid of your credit card debt, in particular, of all debt, revolving debt, your automobile debt if possible, and then if you have money left over after having done that, then you can think about investing in gold and silver-related assets. And that's my take on it. I am very suspect of the banking system. I think there's going to be lots and lots of problems. We have three sites that we recommend. If you email us, we'll send you the site so you can look into the condition of the bank that you're in. And that's very helpful for people. And I think it's a very basic insurance policy to do these things, and if everything goes okay, then that's fine, and you can eat the food and probably gain a lot of weight.
Yeah, absolutely, and you know, you're only going to save yourself some time and some heartache. I mean, obviously, we are a nation that is just totally and completely dependent on debt, and the way to protect yourself is to get yourself out of that debt before these terrible things do occur. Bob Chapman of the InternationalForecaster.com, thank you so much for joining us. We're going to have Richard Gage in the next and final half hour. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmes. I'm going to be here through Thursday. Remember, Fabled Enemies at Infowars.com right now.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less. Meet online with WebEx for as little as $59 a month, about the price of a tank of gas. You can host unlimited meetings every month from your desktop. WebEx from Cisco, used by more than 7 million people every month. Give it a try, free, and qualify for a free webcam. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code REWARD. WEBEX.com. Promo code REWARD. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
Hi there. I want to talk to you about a dirty word. Hangover. I know. As the makers of Drinkin' Mate hangover defense tablets, we hear it every day. Grown, respectable adults don't get hangovers. Hangovers are what you got in college when you had about 10 too many at the frat house and then rolled out of bed bright and early at the crack of noon the next day. These days, well, sure, sometimes you'll have a couple drinks with dinner and sometimes you'll wake up with a little headache feeling just a bit queasy. But that's not really a hangover, is it? Well, call it what you want, but now you don't need to get one. Thanks to Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. Just pop one fizzy Drinkin' Mate tablet into a glass of water just after you have a couple drinks. They taste great, and the patented guava leaf extract formula works while you sleep. So you wake up with no headache, no queasiness, no hangover. Look for the green box at retailers everywhere. For a location near you, visit drinkinmate.com. Drinkin' Mate Hangover Defense. It's how smart, responsible people like us avoid hangovers.
I just love this country stuff that Alex plays sometimes. I guess it's not country. I guess it's a little classic rock. But we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis. And joining me is one of the founders of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth, one of my friends, Richard Gage. He's done just an incredible amount of work to try to expose the lie that is 9/11, especially in the field of controlled demolitions of 1 and 2 and 7. And now we have this official NIST report, which literally flies in the face of reason. I'm sure that you tuned into the press conference yesterday, Richard. Let's just get your take off it, off the bat.
Yeah, I sure did, Jason, and it's great to hear your voice again. The NIST laid out the official story that we have expansion, thermal expansion of long span beams that broke their connections at specifically at column 79. Mm-hmm. On a few floors, leaving it unbraced for three or four floors, and then, of course, it collapsed, and then causing north, south, and east, west progressive collapse that brought the whole thing down like a house of cards in about 6.5 seconds. And that's the official story. But the 47-story skyscraper brought down to a pile of four stories. Due to normal office fires, no contribution by the collapsing debris from North Tower, no contribution much at all from diesel fuel fires. These are normal office fires, which for the first time in history have brought down a skyscraper due to fire.
Never before, even though we've had longer lasting, much larger, and much hotter fires, we haven't lost one skyscraper, and all of a sudden this one is completely leveled, symmetrically, smoothly, with a sudden onset, not characteristic at all to destruction by fire, which is a gradual process, asymmetrical collapses when they occur in wood frame buildings. Very characteristic of classic explosive controlled demolition.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I just want to head back to two points that they now had to admit that the diesel fuel tanks, which was the initial, explanation on the news that these fuel tanks ignited, they exploded, and that's what brought it down. No way that had anything to do with it. Then they go on, Popular Mechanics' little hit piece before they wrote their book and said that they had photographs and video that no one else had, and it showed that 25% of the building was scooped out up to 10 stories of this skyscraper. Now they've recanted that statement and now said that the damage caused by World Trade Center 1 and 2 had little to no significance on this building actually falling. Now they also admit, which just shocks me that more people aren't picking up, they didn't have any debris from World Trade Center Building 7 to actually study, and this was all done with computer models. But from what I've seen of the computer models, it's not like they put in a steel beam with the physical properties of a steel beam. It looks more like, to me, they built a wireframe based on the blueprints of the building and then just animated it in a way that it would support their hypothesis.
Yeah, that's what it sure looked like. And the animation that they showed us in the press conference yesterday was not even it didn't even complete. They just showed kind of the initiation of collapse around column 79. They didn't show, and perhaps they couldn't show, I don't know, the whole building collapsing. It's interesting that once again we have a stopping at the initiation of collapse, like they did for the Twin Towers. So they said, admitted later, they have no explanation in the Twin Towers how the progressive collapse happened. They can't explain the whole collapse.
No, instead they invented a new term called global collapse, which they used for the first time ever in that 10,000-page NIST report on 1 and 2, and now have used again in this new report on World Trade Center Building 7.
Yes, and they didn't even mention that the building came down at virtually free-fall speed. In other words, there's 40,000 tons of structural steel in this building designed to resist its load for the life of the building.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, in order for this building to come down at free fall speed and symmetrically, what you have to do is take out all the columns on a given floor within a tenth of a second of each other and then synchronistically timed floor by floor. If your timing is off by fractions of a second, controlled demolitions begin to fail. They tip over because the law of nature is such that mass falls toward the path of least resistance. And there will always be, in a natural organic process, such as a fire collapse, a falling to the side because of that.
Yeah, it's just insane that it would go through the path of most resistance. And in that model that you're talking about, you can actually watch that on YouTube. NIST has put together a 3.5-minute video on behalf of themselves, of course, and then they're showing pieces of that in the CNN footage. But like you say, this central column apparently, through thermal expansion, detaches. I believe it was on the 17th floor, they said, or 13th floor. One of those floors. And then 13th floor, yeah. And then the sides of that center start to collapse in. And like you said, they don't show the facade of the building or the entire structure fall down. But they say that because it was the internal structure first, that's why you see the roof line go. And then that pulled the facade of the building down with it. Now, I've seen fires of just a small steel-reinforced building. It came out about a month and a half ago. I think it was about 5 or 6 stories long, where the facade of the building does fall off due to fire, but that's only the concrete and the actual floor. The entire base of the building, in other words, the steel structure, remains standing, Richard.
Yeah, this is an engineered process. It can only be that. Now, wouldn't we have chemical evidence of cutter charges in an explosive controlled demolition? Yes. It turns out that Dr. Stephen Jones, physicist, finds in the dust this evidence. And before we get to that, because he's looking at the molten metal found in the basements of not only World Trade Center 7, but 1 and 2. Mm-hmm. So where does all of this molten metal come from? Seen by the World Trade Center structural engineer Leslie Robertson himself, seen by structural engineer Abu Hassan Astani, who had unfettered access to the Freshkills landfill, and seen by numerous first responders, they said, flowing like lava from a volcano.
And not to mention Ken Holden before FEMA. I mean, Ken Holden at the FEMA hearings literally talked about the molten metal dripping from Building 6. Okay, this was in that entire Ground Zero area, and we know that molten metal, especially steel and iron, cannot be formed from jet fuel fires or fires that are less than 1,800 degrees. In fact, it takes around 2,800 degrees Fahrenheit for this process to begin, correct?
Yeah, that's when steel begins to melt. But this molten stuff is easily 3,500, 4,000 degrees. And so where in the world did that come from? Well, first, they deny that it even exists, the molten metal. John Gross denies that the molten metal exists. He and Shyam Sunder yesterday didn't even address the issue. There were dozens of witnesses. Well, we have photographs of it. Where could it come from? Well, one unusual cutter charge that can be used to be placed in a linear-shaped cutter charge device is thermite. And in this particular patented device, it can eject in millionths of a second. Very, very high-tech stuff. And it turns out that its byproduct, thermite, is molten iron. And it turns out that this is not melted steel. It is molten iron that melted through the steel beams, the ends of which were horribly corroded, as documented, actually, by FEMA in their Appendix C, in their report, which came out in May of 2002. That report specifies that they have very little faith in their best hypothesis. It has only a low probability of occurrence. And so by the time that report came out, though, they had scrubbed the steel from the site systematically. 99.99% of the steel, structural steel from World Trade Center 7, was sent to China for recycling. This is against the law, basically. This is a crime scene, and this is an illegal removal of evidence.
It's a heinous act of treason. Yeah, it's a heinous act of treason so that no real independent investigation can be done, where they can give you, basically put out on an AP wire before the building even goes down, the official reason why it's going down. And now 7 years later, that reason has been confirmed with literally no science. For instance, they said they looked at the possibility of explosives being used at the World Trade Center to bring it down. However, in their little three-minute video, they said that was discounted because there was no videotapes that showed the decibel levels that would have been possible to bring this building down. Now, we know if they used these thermate or thermite cutter charges, the decibel levels wouldn't have been that high.
Yeah, it's quieter. Thermite is an incendiary. Now, and so they said that, well, it would be a bomb that would be 10 times the loudness of a rock concert. Well, we're not talking about a bomb. We're talking about hundreds of cutter charges, very high-tech cutter charges, which don't leave behind wires and blasting caps and traditional
things. That's right. No deck cords, no blasting caps. So that disinformation that was on the History Channel last summer where the guy's like, well, we didn't find no deck cords, no blasting caps. Well, thermite takes care of that, doesn't it, Richard? Oh, don't tell me you lost him. Oh! All right, we'll call him right back. I mean, this is from the horse's mouth. Richard Gage is a very dedicated individual. He knows what he's talking about. He has gone through a lot himself. This is a personal odyssey. People don't do this because they want to believe it. They do it because it is the right thing to do. In light of this evidence, we know we have been lied to about 9/11. And again, our entire foreign and domestic policy has been set up based on this lie. And World Trade Center 7, folks, it is the smoking gun. It's what I carry around on my phone. Most people still don't even know that it went down, okay? They don't know what it's housed I mean, when you have the largest CIA base outside of Langley, Virginia, the largest Secret Service office in the world, the FBI, the SEC, the DOD. Let me explain. Kroll does not run security on that building, okay? A national security apparatus does. So if this thing was brought down in a controlled demolition, and all, I mean all, of the evidence shows that it was, it can only be members within our own government that did this. Richard, I'm sorry they cut you off right there. Please go right back to where you were.
That's okay, because I didn't need to hear what you just said. The architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth are not conspiracy theorists, and so we don't point fingers. We just ask for a real investigation, which would, if it were under oath and with subpoena power, appropriately commissioned, we would have answers to the kinds of questions that you're raising.
Did we drop him again? All right. Well, I guess that we just can't get Richard. Listen, we'll try to get Richard on sometime next week. Apologize to him for our phone difficulties. But Richard Gage, architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, they are really top of the line. I guess I'm going to try to take phone calls then in the last 15 minutes or so. Let's see who's dropped and who hasn't. First in line is Rachel in California, if she's still there. Rachel, are you with us?
Yes, I'm here.
How you doing?
I'm fine. I just had two quick things I wanted to say.
Sure.
I'm the person that made the petition for you to get on the Howard Stern show.
Oh, excellent. Sure, I contact you on MySpace every once in a while. You do a lot for this movement. You do what you can. You take your personal power and try to pursue the truth.
Well, thank you. Anyways, I just wanted to give the URL to
sure.
So people can go there and sign it.
Mm-hmm.
The easiest way to get to it is just to go to my website, and it's www.freewebs.com/California911Truth.
Give it out again.
Okay, it's freewebs.com/California911Truth.
All right, thank you so much, Rachel. I'm going to jump to the next caller. Let's jump to Sherry in Texas. Sherry, are you still there?
Yep.
How you doing?
Hey, I just wanted to point out that if you don't, know physics, which I don't know physics, I'm terrible at that kind of thing, and a lot of Americans are just really bad at science and being able to understand all this stuff.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't understand that, then you can even just look at the economic factors involved. Who owned those buildings? I'm not going to say names, but if you look it up, you'll know who owned those buildings and who was. If you follow the money, you can kind of figure things out. But,
well, sure. I mean, Larry Silverstein takes out a $200 million lease right before the attacks.
Exactly.
He has a $20 million clause for terrorism. He ends up pulling in billions.
Right. Exactly. And also, they only set apart, $16 million to investigate the buildings, just falling from fire for the first time ever in history. And then... For Homeland Security, they got billions and billions and billions of dollars.
Oh, because they had to set up the infrastructure.
Oh, yeah.
They don't want an actual investigation.
Like George Carlin said, they don't investigate themselves.
Absolutely.
They don't want to.
And that's from Life is Worth Losing, or actually that's from The Confrontation. But in Life is Worth Losing, he just goes through the whole thing. He says, listen, this is a big club, and you and I ain't in it.
Exactly.
And it's the same big club they beat us over the head with every day to tell us what to believe. I thank you so much for the call. Let's jump to Eric in Wisconsin. Eric, are you still on the line? We did drop him. All right, let's go to then Helen in Florida. Helen, are you with us?
Yes, does no one remember on PBS Larry Silverstein actually saying, I thought there's enough death, I decided to pull the building?
Well, we played that clip earlier today at a terror storm, and I'd also like to point out that in the recent BBC documentary, they had Larry Silverstein's quote saying, the pull the building, and they showed part of it, but then they talked to Chief Daniel Nigro, and he said, look, if he was talking about pulling the firefighters, he would have had no say. He would have had no say in what I do with my department. So he debunked Larry Silverstein's lie that, in fact, they were pulling the firefighters. No, he was talking about a controlled demolition of the building. He slipped up on national television. Thank you for bringing up that point, Helen. All right, let's jump to Jeff in Minnesota, who may be our last caller of the day. We got one more segment after this. Jeff, what's on your mind?
All right, I got a couple things I want to plug right now. One thing that's going on, Dennis Kucinich, he's trying to get a million signatures to bring to Congress.
Is that Kucinich.us?
That's Kucinich.us.
Kucinich.us. Everybody needs to go there. Kucinich.us, Kucinich.us. I've plugged it before. He's a great guy. Stay on the line, Jeff. I'm going to let you plug your other stuff when we get back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm going to be here with you till Thursday. Remember, Fabled Enemies drops August 31st on PrisonPlanet.tv.
High fuel prices for gasoline and diesel are taking a huge bite out of budgets for individuals and businesses. But there is something you can do. Fuel Saver Incorporated's Fuel Enhancer formula will not only stretch each gallon of fuel further for mere pennies per treated gallon, but also cleans fuel injectors, pumps, and reduces emissions. Average improvement in fuel economy typically ranges from 8 to 20% or more, saving you 30 to 80 cents on each gallon of fuel at the pump. Now there's a boost for your budget. Fuel Saver Incorporated's product is completely safe for your vehicle, gas or diesel. In fact, the product is currently in use in motorcycles, cars, trucks, buses, RVs, boats, ships, and locomotives. Go to FuelSaverInc.com today. That's FuelSaverInc.com. Or call toll-free 866-768-7811. Call now, 866-768-7811. Or go to FuelSaverInc.com. Fuel Saver Fuel Enhancer. Start saving on fuel today.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame. Blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
Richard Gage called back, so we're going to give him the floor at the very, very end, the last 2 minutes, to talk about how you can get involved in this whole thing. But right now we've got Jeff in Minnesota. We've given out Kucinich.us. That is in support of the impeachment, I assume, Jeff?
Yes, it's impeachment, persecution, everything he's been fighting for. I mean, his little slogan is make December, the day before the world changed, the day the world changed, September 10th, he wants to get that, the million signatures. So, and the other thing, I'm up here in Minnesota, so we got convention coming here, so we're going to get a little taste of the police state pretty quick.
Oh, absolutely.
Here.
Well, you also have the Ron Paul convention, so I really think that a lot of things can be done. I got to let you go because I have to go to Richard Gage, but I encourage anybody that is going to that Ron Paul convention or just to the RNC to man up with a camera and get ready for some thick and hairy stuff. I don't think they're ready for as many people are going to show up to this alternate convention with Jesse Ventura, Ron Paul, Amy Allen, and others. All right, we've got Richard Gage back on the line. I'm sorry we dropped you twice, Richard. In the last couple minutes of the show, why don't you just tell people how they can get involved? I know that you're constantly looking for more architects and engineers to join the cause. Tell people how they can do that.
Yeah, it is so easy to do something relative to 9/11 truth. The American people have to be woken up. And we've made it pretty easy. If you go to the website, ae911truth.org, all people have to do is download this letter, this three-page letter that I've written, and attach it. It's a PDF. Attach it to an email that your listeners, that I'm asking them, all of you, to write an email to every architect and engineer that you can find. Attach this letter and say, hey, I'm not technical. Please review this. Why are there 435 architects and engineers demanding a real investigation when there's only a half a dozen to a dozen that actually support the official conspiracy story? Please check it out and let me know. That is easy. We also have the DVDs online at our website. You can listen to it. You can purchase it. We have materials, cards that you can hand out to people on the street, banners that you can put out in front of architecture offices, architecture schools. It says hundreds of architects and engineers demand a real investigation. It's extremely important that Americans wake up because we are promised another and far worse 9/11 by members of the Bush administration, the media, and the Congress. This is extremely disturbing. We've witnessed, as I mentioned, the controlled demolition of our democracy through this legislation, such as the Patriot Act, the Military Commissions Act, the forthcoming Homegrown Terrorism Act. We cannot afford to wait any longer for the next 9/11 and whatever legislation it might bring under the guises of a false flag attack. Will it be Iran? Will we lose an aircraft carrier? Let's not wait. Let's wake people up to the reality that every war has started with such a false flag operation in order to bring us in.
And we have to use this new report as fuel to the fire, right, Richard?
Yes. This report, as ridiculous as it is, from NIST on the World Trade Center 7 collapse by normal office fires, can be used, and people will not buy it. They have need to be shown that this 47-story building was brought down symmetrically at freefall speed.
All right, Richard, thank you so much. It's Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Remember, the rebroadcast comes in about 90 seconds. We had Benjamin Fulford, Jonathan Elinoff, Shane Geiger, Bob Chapman, and, of course, Richard Gage. We went over the World Trade Center 7 NIST report ad nauseum. Barack and McCain going down to Ground Zero. Infowars.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.